Hello. Welcome to this new episode of SCMS Speaketh. My name is Viraj and I'm a third year student from SCMS Pune. I will be hosting this podcast with my co-host Stuti. Our topic is From Idea to Product, Secrets of New Age Startup World. To put more light on this topic, we welcome Mr. Saksham Agrawal, who is a CA and the founder of JobArj.com. JobArj is India's leading job portal that provides an array of services, including recruitment, training, placements, and career management solutions to both the employer and the employee.
Hello, sir. Welcome to our podcast.
First of all, Viraj and Stuti, thank you. Thanks a lot for having me on this podcast.
So, sir, please tell us, what is the secret to develop a new age roaring startup such as yours in a highly competitive and aggressive market?
So coming to your first question, like what is the secret of building a new startup in this competitive environment? So guys, I believe there is nothing about competition. And first of all, there's no secret. There's no secret which I can tell you. And using this secret, you can build a good or a big startup, you can say, right? So first of all, there's no secret. You just have to be passionate about doing business, right? And if you are passionate, you will be able to figure out your way. And secondly, there's nothing like competition, very high competition and everything. Because guys, India is a huge market. We know that India has a population of 135 crore. And each in each and every domain, be it education, be it hiring, be it technology, fintech. So even though there are number of startups, number of well-established companies, but if you are passionate about business and if you understand your consumer problem, and if you are able to solve it effectively, then you will be able to leave a mark. You will be able to build your position in the market, even though the market is highly competitive.
Speaking about the mover advantage, what do you think? Is it better to have a first mover advantage in the market? Or you agree with Ashneer Grover, you know, on Shark Tank as well, he told that there's nothing known as the first mover advantage. Even in his industry, people came in early. Like he had competitors like Google Pay and Paytm. So being an early adopter is also okay. That's what he said. So what do you think?
So Viraj, if we talk about the first mover advantage, obviously it is there. You can't completely ignore it. I'll help you understand this with an example. You must already be familiar with Udemy. It's into the edutech business. JobArj Learnings is also into the edutech business. JobArj Learnings is an arm of JobArj.com and we provide upskilling courses, right? But whenever a person has decided to purchase a course online, he or she will first go to Udemy and then come to us. But if our product is different, right? If we are able to differentiate the product and if we are providing more value at the same price, or even if our prices are higher, but we are giving better services, we are giving better experience to the customer, then definitely we can beat the well-established startups like Udemy. But obviously, if we are providing the same product and the quality is same, services are same, and everything is same, then I guess the customer will go to Udemy first, then come to you, because that brand has more presence in the market. But with product differentiation, with better quality, with better experience, you can even defeat the well-established startups.
So, sir, according to you, which sector of the market is better to target? Is it like tier 1 or tier 2? What do you think?
So far, I never decide my audience first. I never think that I have to target tier 1 audience, I have to target tier 2 audience, or do categorization in any other manner. What I do, I first analyze my product. I'll see what my product has to offer. If my product is able to help the tier 1 candidates, then I'll go with tier 1, right? So I'll help you understand this with an example. Suppose I'm launching one product in JobArj.com, right? And that product will help the candidates to get job faster. And if I know that my product is not capable enough to help the candidates who are targeting 12 lakh plus package, then I'll go with the candidates who are targeting 6 lakh plus package. And now coming to the question, which type of audience is better? So I'll say, Stuti, there is no such thing, right? All audiences are good. Right. As I told you earlier, that there is a population of 135 crores in India. In whichever domain, in whichever segment you are working, and if you are working honestly, if you are adding value, if you are creating a good product, then definitely you will be leaving a mark in that segment.
So, sir, as we all know, before pandemic, all the hiring practices would be, strictly offline. Even the resume would be submitted offline, and the interviews were offline, and everything basically was offline. So, about the new hiring practices after COVID, how did these online portals such as yours have been expanding, and what is the future scope of these businesses?
Obviously, things have changed after COVID. The perspective has changed, right? So earlier we never heard of the concept of work from home, but now companies are offering, big companies are offering work from home, and even they are paying higher packages. But there are drawbacks of that concept as well. But we will not go into that discussion. The original question was, what is the future of the recruitment industry and job portals like us, right? So I'll say the future is very bright. Obviously, I'm not saying this because I am into this business. I'm saying this because I have some facts to support this statement. What happened during COVID? People started exploring different career opportunities. Not ex I'm not talking about exploring different companies in the same domain. I'm talking about exploring different career opportunities. Many people I know left their full-time job and became a full-time influencer, right? This is just an example. But by this, I mean people started exploring different career opportunities. People started thinking what they were doing earlier and now what they can do, what they actually like, right? Because of this, what happened? Many people left their jobs. And even if they are working in the same domain, they felt that they should change the companies, right? Due to which the companies had number of open positions. Due to which they started filling this and the hiring activity increased in the economy. Naukri.com, you must be aware of them. Parent company is Info Edge, which is a listed company. So recently, in the last few quarters, they have posted excellent numbers. So why they were able to do that? Because IT hiring is experiencing a massive boom, right? And not only IT hiring, other industry as well, like the finance industry, in which we are the market leaders in the hiring. So I guess this boom is going to stay, right? And it's not going to end anytime soon. And the future of the recruitment industry is very bright. And if people are looking to make a career in this domain, I'll suggest them to go for it because companies will be willing to pay very high packages to the experienced HRs. So the future is very bright, and we will be experiencing this exponential growth for minimum next 5 years.
So how did you come up with more user-friendly website, for both employees and recruiters? Because we were amazed to see the portal of your company, so we are really curious to know.
So, Studi, if you want to give user a good website experience, you should start thinking yourself as a user, right? You should get into their shoes. Then you will know what kind of experience they are looking for. And if you once you know, you can start working on the same, right? So you all must have used the CAD app, right? And it has the best user experience. That is the kind of experience which we want to provide to our audience. Obviously, we are a little far behind it, but we are working on the same. Within next 6 months or maximum 1 year, we will try to provide the same user experience. Once the user experience on our website is good, it will engage more, right? It will spend more time on our website. It will be much easier for the candidates to apply for the job. And it will be easier for the recruiters to source the candidates from the portal. And I believe a great tech combined with a great problem-solving product can help you grow startup a lot.
So, if I want to open a startup, how much would it cost me to make a good website, like a really good website?
If you are planning to build a business or launch a startup, you should first stop focusing on the logos. You should stop thinking about spending on the website. Because what happens, I have seen so many startup founders, what they do in the early stage, they devote so much time. Even I did the same mistake. We devote so much time on thinking about the website experience and thinking about the logo design, thinking about the name, thinking about the domain name and everything. And even we get the trademark registered before thinking about the product, right? So your first focus should be on the product. If your product is good, right? And if the user experience is not that good on the website, but the product is good and it is solving a real problem, then your startup will be very huge, right? So focus on the product and the problem you are trying to solve, right? And coming back to how much a website would cost, I'll say a WordPress website. If you're from a non-tech background, you can get it done within 10,000 or maximum 15,000 rupees, right? And I'll recommend what you do. Working on a WordPress website is not that difficult, right? If you're passionate about building a business,
You can go through the YouTube videos. You will be able to do it yourself. You don't need to spend even 10 to 15,000. First, create a good product, right? Start testing the product, start generating some revenues. Then you can think about launching a good website. You can hire a coder and go for the same.
In your opinion, a college graduate should work in a startup or in a big company? Because being a college student, I've seen a lot of students struggling with this question. So what's your opinion?
Anytime, Stuti, I recommend to go for a startup. I'm not saying this because I'm a startup founder, because of the things which I've experienced so far. When you are working in a startup, like, the opportunities are numerous. Even if you're working in the finance domain, for example, you can explore marketing, you can explore sales. But what happens in big company, everything is very organized. If you're working in finance domain, you might end up doing the same thing for the next 5 years, right? You won't be able to explore the finance domain itself whole, right? But when you're working in a startup, you get to learn so many things. I myself have done sales, I have done marketing, right? Still, I am doing it. Sales, marketing, and finance, I have to handle everything. Designing a product development, launching, everything I have to see. So I have got so much experience doing a startup. Like, if you are not the startup person, if you don't want to launch a startup, first work in a startup for minimum 2 years. And then you decide what is good for you, right? And if you want to continue with the startup, you can continue. Or if you want a good, relaxing job, you can go for the MNCs, right? But definitely, you should try to start your career with these startups.
I have a very important question for you. And this question is on behalf of the young people who aspire to become a founder of a very big startup company. So according to you, are these government promoted incubator programs effective, or they're just for the sake of being?
I would like to skip this question actually, because I haven't tried using the government incubators. I started everything on my own. Although, like, I had some background. My father is a businessman. He owns several colleges in Uttar Pradesh. And even most of my family members are into business. So I had that advantage. I had the resources. So I never thought about using the government incubators, and I don't know how they work exactly. So I won't be the right person to answer this question as of now.
So last but not the least, according to you, what is the best form of marketing for new startups these days?
So the best form of marketing. As a startup, you have to figure out what kind of marketing is best for you. For example, at Jobat, if we start using hoarding, right, it will be more than 50,000 per month in tier 1 cities. But we won't be able to generate good amount of leads with that. Once we are huge, we can start spending on the hoardings to create more awareness about our brand. But as of now, it won't work for us. If we spend 50,000 on the Facebook ads or YouTube ads, we will be able to generate more leads from it. So it depends in which industry you are and what is your pocket size and how effective it is. But once you are big, right? Once you are big and your marketing expense is huge, then we can think about going with the holdings and traditional forms of marketing as well. Even without thinking the lead, it will be able to generate for us. So you have to figure out what is best for a startup and what will be the cost to benefit, right?
Thank you so much, sir, for your valuable words. It was a pleasure to have you. With this, we have come to the end of the podcast, and I hope you all enjoyed it. Stay tuned for the upcoming episodes.